Just over 33,000 people from Ukraine have arrived here since the Russian invasion of their country in February. The first official figures from the Central Statistics Office, based on PPS numbers, indicate that almost half of all Ukrainian refugees here are women, and a further 38% are teenagers and children under 19. In a moment, we'll hear from the CSO, but first we've been speaking to Olga Chukmaeva, originally from Odessa in southern Ukraine, and now living in County Louth. 6 weeks ago, our reporter Ashley Maloney spoke to Olga when she was living at a sports centre in Dundalk. She's now in more permanent accommodation, a former B&B, with 18 other Ukrainians and has a part-time job.
We're living together as a big family. I'm already part-time employed. I got a call from a local business owner. He heard that I'm into marketing and PR, and his company, his shops, Carol Hallmarks, were looking for a marketing person, and that's how I got my job. So kind of a success story.
Tell me, is the B&B your permanent accommodation? Are you happy with that?
Yes, we are. Like here, that's a very lovely area in BlackRock. Yes, we have like difficulties and things that we're not used to. We share one kitchen. We used to share one fridge, but more or less, we are settling. We're doing fine.
You told me that when you arrived, it was very streamlined how you got your PPS number. And I imagine that made getting a job for you quite easy. Is that right?
Especially compared to other European countries, we're really impressed how fast we got our PPS number. Like I got it just in 3 days, and I hear from all of the other people that it was like really fast, which is like really amazing. Yeah, I'm really grateful that this process was very simplified for us.
And tell me, Olga, do you think that the Irish people, the Irish government and our institutions are doing enough to help the Ukrainians like yourself who have arrived here?
I will be very honest with you because it's a tough question. Because I go with different people to different institutions, with elderly people, with mothers to preschool, with mothers to schools. Like I've been on every level. And people are very welcoming and willing to help. I mean, like people who work at the institutions. It is complicated, especially due to our situation, because we are refugees, because we are not native speakers, or some of us have very basic English levels. I do believe that government is trying to modify it, that people are willing to help us, but we have difficulties.
And that was Olga Chukmaeva speaking there to our reporter Ashley Maloney.